Over the course of 2018, there were a few different pieces that stood out to me for a variety of reasons. For nearly 4 years now, I've covered crime stories for law enforcement agencies throughout the region, the state, and the nation. What I hadn't done, however, was get an inside look on the environment our local officers were working in day in and day out. That is, until early August of 2018, with the Carroll County Board of Supervisors calling for a November referendum vote to bond a new $8.95 million jail. Sheriff Ken Pingree began giving tours of the current facility to help the public understand the need before they place their votes. I feel fortunate to say I had not been inside the jail before that, but when I did walk into that 53-year-old tiny space, I was beyond shocked at the cramped quarters and the antiquated fixtures with which the jailers, deputies, and police officers were forced to work. The general public must have also been struck by these conditions, as the jail referendum ended up passing on November 6th with more than 62% approval. One of our summer stories stuck with me because of the sheer terror that arose from a place that's specifically designed to bring joy to visiting families. On July 19th, a series of tornadoes swept through the Bondurant and Ankeny area, with the two Bondurant twisters rated as EF2s. But only about a mile away at Adventureland Park in Altoona, one Maple River family was stunned to find themselves left out in the storm as park employees took shelter. Anna Malcolm told Carroll Broadcasting that her family's annual fun-filled trip turned into confusion and then anger as they wandered the park looking for details on what was happening around them. Malcolm says she could not believe how close her family was to disaster as the skies turned black and thunder clapped while Adventure Bay employees told her they were taking a water break, then locked themselves into the concession gift area, leaving the park guests to fend for themselves. Park director Daniel Ginger says there was no PA system to be able to notify the visitors of where the identified weather shelters were located, but he assured us that they were working to implement other communication avenues to ensure everyone's safety in future incidents. The thunder of a very different variety brought us a feel-good story in mid-August of 2018 as more than 400 motorcycles traveled through Carroll. The American Legion Legacy Run hosted their centennial ride this year on a route through the listening area as riders traveled from Kansas to their annual meeting in Minnesota. The 5-day motorcycle ride raises money for children of disabled and deceased veterans and had a goal of hitting the $1 million mark in 2018. Their stops on the run also featured 4 presentations for Operation Comfort Warriors, where they give items to the battle-wounded soldiers. This could be books, sweatsuits, exercise equipment, and much more. Some of the most memorable news of the year for me actually started when two Carroll businesses had products seized by the police department right after Christmas of 2017. The battle over items that contained cannabidiol oils ranged on from that time until right before the case was closed prior to a hearing on May 10th. The business owner was assured by the distributor that the products did not contain the psychoactive ingredient from marijuana that causes the euphoric high, THC. If these items had been free of that ingredient, they would have been legal for sale. However, test results from an independent laboratory confirmed the presence of THC, which is a prohibited substance in the state of Iowa. Since that time, the sale of cannabidiol oils and other medical marijuana products has become legal in the state, but only if those products are produced by a licensed manufacturer and sold in an approved dispensary. Probably one of the most memorable stories of 2018 for me was one that truly tugged at my heartstrings. The family of 27-year-old Kelly Kendrick entrusted me with sharing the story of this incredible young woman and in how her death was a catalyst to bringing joy to so many others through her memory. Kelly was born with cerebral palsy, later developing a terminal lung illness, but she was a true fighter, long outliving her predicted lifespan of only 15 years. Kelly was also the glue for her immediate family, creating an environment of inclusion, belonging, support, and love, something her family wanted to pass on to others after her death in October. Pam Kendrick, Kelly's mom, instructed the funeral home to reach out to the Tigges family in her hometown of Carroll and presented the memorial money from her service to them to be used in support of Kellen's Kingdom, Carroll's first all-inclusive playground for children of all abilities. Pam says that her daughter was an inspiration. She was very beautiful, had a lot of spunk, and she would really enjoy the park. This is one thing she would really enjoy going to. I know she's looking down and she is smiling, Pam says. And I have to say, I was proud to be able to write a story that was nearly a year in the making. In February, Carroll Broadcasting Company took down the 3 towers that had been on the southwest edge of town for about 69 years. These 1380 KCIM AM transmitters were replaced with a digital unidirectional tower that now also includes a simulcast of Carroll's radio station on the FM dial. There were weather-related delays in one of the rainiest years I can remember, and there were technical delays that kept us from going live sooner. But in the end, it was well worth the wait for the family-owned communications company to bring the immediate listening area the best quality product in the market in late November. Not only can you find us on our website, on Facebook, Twitter, live streaming, and on Alexa, you can tune into your information station on 95.1 FM. I'm also proud to be part of a business that cares so much for their customers and their employees and strives every day to make sure good things are happening all around us. I'm News Director Chantel Grove, wishing you all the best for the coming new year and looking forward to being a part of your everyday lives for the next 365 days at the very least.